In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
I'm born and raised in Jersey City. My parents are from Colombia and from Italy. From being with my friends, spending time more with them, once I began on my own journey, really, because I really didn't ask anyone exactly about their religion. It was just something teenagers at that age, we really didn't discuss about religion. So I myself started searching on the internet about Islam. That's when I came into the site Why Islam, which was one of my websites that I found. And they sent me a lot of information, books, the Quran, prayer rug, hijab. And once I got this information, I started reading on my own. I also had ordered brochures about Islam. And once I continued to read more and more every day, it just would interest me and bring me more and more to continue to read and learn about it. I continued to go on the website here and there, and what I did see was a way to go into a mosque. They have you set up with someone in order to go to visit the mosque. So I did that, and they had emailed me and connected me with another sister. Actually, she had converted 4 months earlier, prior to my decision into converting. So I think that's what made me feel more comfortable and pushed me to really convert, was after meeting this sister. Once I did meet with her one day, through the internet, we connected, we called each other, and we met, set up a date to go to the mosque. And after we did go to the mosque, she did take me before to Islamic store, bought hijab, showed me how to wear hijab. And she made me feel very comfortable because she was African-American, had converted 4 months prior, pretty much was going through the same process and questions that I felt that would push me away from Islam and why I should convert. So every question I had, she answered, and she was going through the same experience as I would after I converted. That day that I did go with her to the mosque, she asked me if I wanted to take my shahada in the mosque. I had said La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, already at home, but she told me, if you'd like, you can say it, with people around and everyone in the mosque. And she said one thing that made me and felt that it was comfortable and I knew this was for me was, she asked me a question, and the question was, if you die tomorrow, would you like to die as a Muslim and as a believer? And that's what made me think and brought me to say my shahada in the mosque that day. And the welcoming of everyone, all the ladies being so welcoming, comforting, crying, congratulating me, it felt like I was with a family that I was searching for. And alhamdulillah, after that day was my journey into Islam and learning more and getting closer to Allah. Everything changed, I believe. It's a process. It's a daily process. At first I started reading, I was very, very into Islam, reading books, learning, going to classes, trying to find, more friends, that Muslim women that I can be around and teach me. And I guess very little, my attire of how I would dress, how I would act with others, to me it was a way of life. So everything I did, I took it, step by step, especially with my parents because they're non-Muslim. I started wearing hijab about maybe 4 months into, but little by little. So I started praying. My mom would see me, my dad would see me. Just the way I would act around them, and my dedication and my effort to show them that this was not something that I was just gonna drift away from or something that I was trying to do to fit in with my friends was a struggle and a challenge until now, after so many years, I can say, alhamdulillah, it's changed so much, but it's still sometimes a struggle at times with them. Very happy and very into it. I wanted to do everything at the same time, which at that moment, you feel so good and you want to give dawah and tell everybody about Islam and, let everyone know about this religion and how beautiful it is. But slowly, I realized around people, Muslim, non-Muslim, they would act differently towards me, I guess. They would, I don't know if it was too much for them at the same time and knowing me already for so many years. So little by little, I just, learned to slow down, take things step by step, and do the most important things, which were prayer, read Quran, learn Arabic. I did go and learn Arabic in school, Arabic 1, Arabic 2. I went to the Quran classes in the mosque. Your imam is high, then low, then up and down, and I just had to learn on how to work on that and how to gradually keep myself stable as much as possible in my imam, because it's a struggle in this world, I believe, every day. I can say in the beginning, it was a struggle at first. In Jersey City, most of my friends and most of the peers that I did have that were Muslim that I went to classes with, most of them are from Arab descent. So I pretty much felt a little bit out of place at times, although they would never make me feel out of place. They would always make me feel like part of the family. But it just felt because I was, the only one that was American born or Hispanic, Italian background, just trying to fit in. And with my family telling me, you're not Spanish anymore, you took your race out of you, not understanding. So it kind of put me in the middle, like, am I trying to fit in? Is this just not for me? Is this just for Arabs? But once, alhamdulillah, like now compared to then, I've met so many people that are Muslims, that are Pakistani, Indian, Spanish, white, African American, that alhamdulillah makes me feel comfortable and I know that I've made the right choice. So at first it was a struggle, but Allah has made it easier and easier throughout the years for me, I believe. I began to pray and I learned how to pray and know my daily prayers and Quran and surahs through Y Islam, because they did provide me with a video, how to pray, and a booklet, which was also describing me every step on how to pray and what I should read in the Quran. So reading this book, I would use it in front of me every day while I'm praying and memorizing the surahs in the Quran. And the video as well helped very, a lot, because it's visual and it helped me exactly on what positions that I should go down and pray upon. Alhamdulillah, I think if it wasn't because of Y Islam and the website and the information that was provided for me, free of charge, and that to me was just like, wow, all this information and books that these people are giving away for free, subhanAllah. I just was so grateful, and the connection that they had with keeping up with me through emails, even after I converted, to see how I was doing, how if there was anything else that I needed. The free brochures, everything. I mean, alhamdulillah, it's very good, and I'm glad that we have a network that reaches out to non-Muslims this way, because it really helps. Because, like, meeting with Sister Candace, which was the sister I had went with to the mosque, it was, for her to live in my area and just to connect with someone that was going through the same thing made me feel more at ease and comfortable. If I think I would have went by myself to a mosque, not knowing anyone. So that comfortness and ease that it has brought me, I appreciate it so much. And I believe that it's very good for non-Muslims and everyone, just in form of dawah, it's very good. And I appreciate it so much. I did also order some Spanish Qurans and brochures for my mother to see. So it did help as well for my mother to learn and know what it was that I was getting into, because for her, it felt like, what is she getting into? I don't know what, you know, what she's believing now. So to provide her with the information, I did order a lot of books, brochures, Quran in Spanish for her, because I felt that it would make her feel more comfortable. Although in the beginning, you want to reach out to everyone that is non-Muslim, and of course your family and your friends, just never to give up, no matter what. The power of dawah and just the knowledge of you learning, and always remember that hijab and your way of dress is not just the outside look, it's what's inside that's most important. So your actions in front of people, everything, how we talk, whether it's a good thing or bad thing, as myself as a Muslim wearing a hijab, you know, I try to my best to do as good as I can, because I notice that not everyone, when they see anything that I do, they don't relate it to just me as a person, but as a Muslim in a whole. And I would like to portray my religion as good as possible, because that could be the spark in the heart that can get that person into wonder, wow, that person is very nice or was very courteous to me, and I see she wears head cover, she's Muslim, maybe I should read about Islam and not think so negatively about what the media discusses about Muslims. So that little one good deed that you do can affect someone, or that negative can affect someone as well. So we would have to try as a whole community, as a ummah, to do our best in front of Muslims and non-Muslims, to do our best, because it affects who we are and as a religion as a whole. And with the negativeness now in our community, it can affect that one person to change, and inshallah, with God's will, that he will bring Islam into their life.